Welcome to Season 3 of E-Commerce Fastlane, Episode 95.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by ShipBob, the best-in-class order fulfillment company for small to mid-size Shopify brands. ShipBob powers two-day and three-day shipping and fulfillment for thousands of direct-to-consumer brands. They've also been fully operational during the coronavirus across their 9 fulfillment centers in the U.S., Canada, and Europe. ShipBob is also a tech-enabled 3PL that fulfills e-commerce orders for direct-to-consumer retailers. Their mission is clear: to make your Shopify brand successful by providing best-in-class logistics so your customers don't go elsewhere. With reliable fulfillment services, warehouses near your customers, and connected technology that powers the fulfillment network, they will help improve transit times, shipping costs, and the delivery experience for your customers. So check them out today at shipbob.com. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, new episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. Or you can also sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when a new show is being released. Now, if you're known for your expertise and find yourself being asked for similar advice regularly, or if you've ever wanted to package up your wisdom and deliver it to help others, then you might have considered to create an online course or a membership site. I know I certainly have. Our next guest has created his first online course over 15 years ago to share his passion and his expertise with thousands of students. And the revenues from his course soon surpassed his salary as a corporate lawyer. So it's really interesting. Since then, Greg, who's the CEO and founder of ThinkOfIt, it's a very powerful all-in-one online course platform that makes it easy for you to build your own online courses or membership sites all under your own brand. It's very timely episode right now as so many online brands are trying to create memorable communities. Greg and his team, really 150 people on the ThinkOfIt platform, are powering courses of over 50,000 businesses. They have educated over 20 million students and they've sold over $400 million in courses. So very exciting episode. If you've ever thought that there could be a way of getting your Shopify store and the content and the education, the community that you're trying to build, today is an episode that you should be here to listen to. So hi, Greg, welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Thank you, Steve. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
I know we bounced our calendars a lot. This pandemic has been interestingly challenging, but I think after this recording, I think it's going to be released into the wild and a very timely part of entrepreneurial journeys for lots of people in Shopify, because I believe that building communities right now is a way of engaging with your customers more than just being a faceless company hawking your wares, so to speak. So I'm really glad you're here today to kind of share the opportunity that you have.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It really is. Obviously, times have changed a lot, and there is, for some businesses, for many businesses, it's a really challenging time, but it's also a real opportunity to try different things. And we've seen countless examples of people trying different things, especially with courses that are doing exceptionally well now, better than ever before. Like all the metrics we see in entrepreneurs who are getting into the space or extending what they're doing or getting into courses now, are the numbers are blowing up. It's pretty wild.
Let's share what ThinkOfIt actually is, because I mean, I know what it is. You live in the same city as I do, and I've seen your brand, and I've also shared this solution to many others pre-e-commerce days for myself. But for those that don't know who you are, can you talk about what problems that you're attempting to solve now for Shopify store owners and brands?
probably the easiest way to describe Thinkific for everyone who's familiar with Shopify, which I'm assuming most people listening here are, is it's like Shopify, but for online courses or membership sites. So very, very similar concept to Shopify, and it connects up to Shopify, but allows you to create essentially digital products. So it could be a course, it could be a membership site, it could be a series of courses, but really around creating an educational and community experience where you're teaching people, and usually around building your brand or building revenue for your business. So the vast majority of people use us to sell courses and deliver courses to customers and potential customers. And so we make it really easy, just like Shopify makes it easy to launch your store, we make it really easy to launch your online course or membership site or course website.
Very cool. Now let's talk about your journey, because it always fascinates me why people build what they build. I mean, there's always a story behind more than just, I want to make money and be involved in a SaaS company. There's usually a lot more to it than that. So are you able to kind of share what you believe uniquely positions you and the founding team, first of all, to have the desire, and I guess number two, to have the expertise to want to create this platform?
Definitely. And I think the big thing that always drove me from the beginning is I just love helping other people achieve their dreams. I think it's something I feel I have in common with a lot of people at Shopify, is this desire to help others achieve their dreams, and specifically in the entrepreneurial space. And so going back in my history, I did a commerce degree, a business degree, had a bunch of startups before going into university, a few during, a few after. Some went well, some failed, like most of us entrepreneurs, and eventually went into law school. I actually practiced law for a few years, but while I was in law school, I was teaching people how to take the LSAT, the law school admissions exam, to help them get into law school. I was doing this just to pay for my tuition. And eventually I turned it into an online course. And I did that because I kept having sort of the same conversations with people where I was sharing the same message with all of my customers all the time, whether I was tutoring or teaching in a classroom. So I put the course together and put it out there kind of just as a real side hobby, like a few hours a week. And all of a sudden it really took off. And the course actually started generating more revenue eventually than my successful legal career at one of the largest law firms in the country. So that was one big push for me. Another was the feedback I was getting from students, that people all over the world are now taking the course and they're loving it. And it really felt great for me to be able to help them. And then I saw all these other entrepreneurs coming and calling me and saying, how do I do what you're doing? I want to create my course or my membership on my site under my brand and build a business. So we really set out to build Thinkific to help those people do exactly that.
You know, it's interesting though, how you're making a little bit of a pivot too, because for me, I always think of online course creators are subject matter experts, you know, like yourself, like teaching people the LSATs and that whole process. I find it interesting that now adding a Shopify app, that you feel that there is a union between commerce entrepreneurship and building an online course in a community. Are you able to maybe share what your vision is behind why you believe someone should add an online course to a successful Shopify brand?
There's a number of good reasons and so many cool stories we're starting to see, because now we've got a couple thousand people connecting their Shopify stores with their Thinkific sites. And you know, one of the reasons right out of the gate is there is the opportunity for a new revenue stream. So you can create a course, and it could be a subject around your product. It could be how to use your product. It could be complementary to your product. It could be just in the general industry of it, but creating courses around it gives you a new revenue stream, because you can actually sell these courses as a product. And the really cool thing about it is it has very high margins, because it's a digital good, because you're selling
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
There's no real cost of goods sold. So you get really high margins. So we see a lot of people doing that kind of thing. One, actually a Shopify customer, a Beauty in Canada spa, and then also a training academy. And so they have a Shopify store, but then they're also doing a whole bunch of training around beauty and the beauty industry. Really in-depth, really cool training. And they were sharing with us, and I think it's actually in one of their reviews on the App Store, that they doubled their revenue the first month that they launched their courses. So revenue is definitely one really cool way of using it. Another one is customer loyalty, repeat purchases, referrals. What I found is if you sell something they can put in their hand, they might love it and they might talk about you online, and that can definitely happen and you can build a real brand that way. But if you add in training, when you teach someone about what you do or why you do it or the industry around what you're doing, you can develop a whole higher level of customer loyalty, and that creates repeat purchases and referrals. And then the third way I see people using it really is to grow your audience. So by training people in your area, So for example, there's this lady in Australia, Deanne Love, she sells hula hoops. But she teaches a lot of courses around hula hooping. So she can teach people in an area they're interested in. And then, hey, by the way, I might have some products you want to buy as well. So it allows you to actually use it as a marketing channel as well.
I always find this interesting too, is I say most people have knowledge in some area, especially if you're in entrepreneurship and you're on Shopify and you're selling some products, you likely have some knowledge that might be one or two steps ahead of somebody else who would like to acquire that knowledge. And so I think it's a little bit of a mindset that people need to think about, that you may not be the ultimate subject matter expert at the highest level, but you still can offer a tremendous amount of value if you just get out there and share what you know. I'm sure you have some stories around this, but not every single person that's building a course is an expert person on camera, or maybe not an expert writer, or maybe, you know, a webinar presenter, or whatever it is, whatever is going into this online community or course, they may not be expert, may not have the best audio, the best camera equipment. But at the end of the day, they're actually getting out there and sharing what they do know, even though they're probably only one or two steps ahead of someone else. Any ideas around those concepts?
Yeah, definitely. And that's a really interesting one, because I think a lot of us suffer from, you know, a mixture of imposter syndrome, or as entrepreneurs, you know, perfectionism, where we really need everything to be perfect before we launch it.
Yep. Hell yeah.
So I think it's similar when you take those things and really think about them. You know, my idea isn't really that anyone can teach anything that they want. I don't think it's great to just say, how can I make money on the internet? Let's go teach something. Whatever, you know, people are willing to pay for, I'll just teach it. But at the same time, there is definitely something that you as a listener here know more about than a lot of other people. We had one client who was a cake baker. And so sure, they could teach people how to bake cakes, but they actually found that what people wanted to learn from them is, how do you take such great Instagram photos? So they created a course on how to take great Instagram photos and the lighting around it. And so it wasn't even something that anyone would have labeled them an expert in, but it's the kind of thing that people are asking you about. So as you're starting to build a business, just think to yourself, what are the things people are asking me about? What do my customers want to know more about? And you can start to become an expert in it. You know, you can, you can help with them as best as you can to begin with, and then you can go from there and learn as you go and continue to learn and become better and better at it. And you don't have to start out as, and you don't have to end up as someone with a PhD in the subject by any means.
That's the same thing I've noticed even with my career in Shopify Plus, is that because of this podcasting, being able to interview founders and, you know, from the app ecosystem and marketing platforms, I truly have a life of learning kind of mantra, and I'm always learning more. I know a lot, and I've been down this journey for over 20 years in commerce, you know, my own startups and exits and the whole thing. I've done all of that, but it also means that I'm also getting an opportunity to learn more. And so it makes me start to think, well, other than the way I communicate with my current merchants and part of their growth and the sharing and being their main point of contact in Shopify, it sounds like to me that there's lots of opportunity out there in a lot of commerce that where people could potentially not just want to make money, but just part of building their brand a bit. One example I could think of more recently is a friend of mine is involved in a skincare company, and she's humming and hawing right now saying that, you know what, I understand aesthetics. I understand about selecting the right creams for certain things, a certain skin types and problems that a lot of these skincare brands are solving. It's so interesting that maybe even makeup artists, I mean, it just sounds like there's just such a world of opportunity out there, more than just selling the products that solve the problem, being at makeup and skincare in this particular case. But then on the flip side, you know, you're saying, no, educating people on how to put it on correctly, or just overall, just would love your feedback on that, because you obviously have thousands of customers that are using your platform. Maybe you can share a couple other studies of like how online stores are actually executing with it.
Yeah, definitely. And you kind of hit on that point of like sort of the how to around your product. So, you know, imagine you're doing a subscription box where you're sending people hot sauce. You know, you could teach them how to make their own, or you could teach them the recipes or some of the cooking around it. So there's so many things that could go with it that then add another level of value and into why they want to stay subscribing or repeat purchasing. Another one I've seen is Best Self Co. And I think they actually won the Shopify's Build a Business and Even Build a Bigger Business. They've got the planners. They've got a bunch of products around sort of productivity and being an entrepreneur, and really cool. Like I've got a bunch of their stuff.
Set
of cards of like a conversation topic, intimacy conversation topics for me and my wife. But yeah. They've got courses that go alongside those products, you know, like, so how to use the planner or how to be more productive in your business. And so they can teach those things alongside that. And so they have that. Or there's Hollis Co. So Rachel Hollis, Dave Hollis, really well known for books and business and life coaching. And they're doing courses around the business and life coaching. But then they also have swag that they've introduced on their Shopify store. So water bottles, journals, coffee cups. So there's so many ways to, it doesn't always have to be specifically tied to your product. It could be something around it or something that relates to it or is close to the industry. One really fun one I just pulled up at random recently was Breast Milk Jewelry, which is a Shopify store. I was trying to figure it out, but I think you can send them the breast milk and then they make jewelry out of it. And I kind of laughed at first, but it actually looks beautiful. And I could see the sentimental value there. But then they also have courses. And I think the courses might even be teaching you how to make it as a, like if you wanted to be a partner that makes your own and builds a business around that. So many cool ways you can tie courses to products and tie courses to Shopify.
Okay, so I'm sold on the concept that most of us have some kind of knowledge that's shareable. And if you have a Shopify brand, you're likely going down some journey and there could be some offshoots about how you can build community and share your knowledge. And I get it. Let's talk about how it connects to Shopify, because think of it as a platform that allows you to upload your assets to and create a course, being it video and text and all these different things. It's amazing. I'm going to mention to people, please go there. We'll give you some links in a few minutes about where you can go and some extended trials and free courses that you can get by accessing this platform. I'm trying to figure out how it actually connects to Shopify, so to speak, because there is an app, but then where does it reside? How do they get to use it? How do people log in? Yeah, just let's dig into that a bit.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can grab it from the App Store. So it's Thinkific, Thinkific, in the App Store. We'll share some links. I think we have thinkific.com/Fastlane where we can give some benefits to people, but you can grab it from the App Store there. It'll connect up to your Shopify store and then you can build your courses in Thinkific. So, you know, adding things like video and interaction and community quizzes, you know, surveys, other interactive components to create the course or courses or memberships and bundles. And then they actually automatically can become products in your Shopify store. So you can sell them alongside all of your other products. And so you connect the two up and it can really become a product and a piece within your Shopify store. It's fairly simple. It's a couple of clicks to set it up. We've got a team. Shopify is a great support team. We have a great support team. So any challenges you run into along the way, but we've really set out to make it as easy as possible to get up and running and connect it up with Shopify. So it basically becomes like a product, except instead of shipping someone something, they're now interacting with your engaging or interactive content that you've created through Thinkific.
So in Shopify, when someone goes to a product page to buy this course, whatever the course is, they pay for it. I guess this something must come up in the orders admin that an order's been created. Just think of it, know that that is an order for itself. And then how does the purchaser get notification that in fact, hey, thank you so much for buying my online course. And here's the link of how you can log in and create a password. And I'm just curious on seeing how the two platforms talk to each
right.
other.
Yeah.
And
I
where
believe
does it,
it's yeah. really... Yeah, I believe it's fairly seamless. So you purchase the course and it's not even like you get sent a link or you have to check on it. You buy the course and then you go into the course and they get to log right into the course right away as soon as they purchase it. So it's not like we wouldn't want to create some sort of administrative need or emailing something someone so that they have to check their email to get access to it. It's just they buy it and then they can jump right in and start learning right there. And now they've got that ability to come back to your site anytime, log in, they have an account there, they can sign into the student area or the membership area or the course area and automatically access it.
And this is actually running on the top level domain, or do we have it running on a subdomain for the online course section?
You could set it up at your own custom domain, which could be a subdomain like a courses.yoursite.com would actually be where the person would be learning. So it's a fully white labeled solution, just right. like Shopify, and it becomes part of your site. So from the your customer's experience, they're all on the same website. They're, you know, they buy on your website, they experience the course on your website. It's all under the same domain.
So, Greg, we have, as you can, I'm sure you can appreciate, there's a diverse range of listeners for this show. There's some in the early stage, you know, and then some in the mid-market, and then lots of people in enterprise that are on the Shopify Plus. because you have so many people accessing the platform right now, if you were to give some advice today, and you are an entrepreneur yourself, if you were to give some advice today for these early stage commerce entrepreneurs, what sort of things would you recommend them do today to grow?
If you're early stage, I think a little bit of what we talked about before of battling that perfectionism and getting something out the door is really key. I know for me, when I first launched my course, my brother gave me a deadline, a hard deadline. I said, I'm going to create this 80-hour course. It's going to be amazing. And he said, you've got 30 days while you're going to school full time. We'll work in the evenings. We'll get launched whatever we can in 30 days. And I think we called the project Thursdays at 9, because Thursdays at 9 p.m. we would like work on this project. And that's when we started. And we got it launched in 30 days. And I was so grateful that he set that deadline for me, because it wasn't the course that I wanted to create. It wasn't the business I wanted to launch. But I got customers. I got 10 customers in that first month at $29 each. So $290 in revenue. But that gave me the confidence to iterate. And then I started getting feedback. And the big thing, even more than products, definitely with courses, is get something in front of people, because it's easy to iterate and change and respond to feedback. So in fact, we recently did an integration with Zoom as well, so that you can do live lessons. So you can even sell something that you haven't fully created yet. So you can say, I've got a course, I'm going to be teaching, here's the schedule. And then people can jump into live things. They can give you feedback. You take those recordings and you build a course that you now have for forever after for repeat purchase, but you can take feedback and continuously improve. So the biggest lesson, I think, for those early entrepreneurs is put the perfectionism aside, get something out, follow the sort of lean startup model and put something in front of people and then learn from it. And you'll have a better product a year from now if you launch something this month than if you work for a year to make it perfect and launch it, because it'll never be perfect until you get customer feedback.
I think we all suffer from this kind of perfectionism thing. It's just, it's funny. I have a thing on my wall talking about start before you're ready. Literally, you got to start before you're ready. You got to get going, work on it. I think this podcast was exactly the same situation in this blog. When I originally started it 2017, I really didn't know much about blogging and just henpecked away. And even a couple of years ago, when this podcast launched, I cringe when I listen to like the first 10 or episodes, just because I feel it was very robotic, very reading. And now I actually come in to podcast every week. And I'm like with you right now, I'm actually, you can't see me, but I'm smiling. I'm moving my hands. I'm happy to be here. I'm learning so much. How can this show help a lot of people? Like more than 10,000 people are going to download this episode and they're going to learn about something that it connects to Shopify. This is another revenue stream. I know a few things, or what else can I add extra value? That is really interesting to me. And I'm hoping that's one of the takeaways today. Say, listen, there is an opportunity out there. There is a platform that's used by a ridiculous amount of people. Now it's connected to Shopify through an app and stuff. Like, it really is a no-brainer.
Yeah, we can feel your smile, Steve. It's nice. You can feel it through the audio that you're having fun with it, which is important, I think.
So let's talk about the future of the platform. I'm always intrigued about, I mean, I understand why you built it and that kind of that journey. Now I'm thinking about maybe the North Star. Like, what can you share anything with the 2020 roadmap at all?
Yeah, I mean, one really exciting thing we're working on, we just recently launched, that is not so much about the platform, but we have the Thinkific $1 million Entrepreneur Growth Fund. And so with difficult times right now, we're actually giving away $1 million in small grants for entrepreneurs who are getting started with courses to help them get up and running. And we do that. We actually are, you know, paying for partner services to help them build content or market or set up their site and get up and going. So that's an exciting thing. And we can share that. But if you want access to that, it's thinkific.com/growth fund. But in terms of the sort of the vision going into the future, for us, everything is about the success of our customers. So everything we do is to create success for our customers. That's what our whole company thrives on. And so everything we do, from having an amazing support team to the product we build, is creating success for people who are building courses. And so one of the ways we look at that is, how do we create success for their customers? Because if you're getting into courses, like let's say you're even a larger company or you're just getting running, one of the things I'd encourage you to care about is, if you're delivering courses, really care about the success of the people who are buying them or signing up for them. Because if you care about that, that becomes a more powerful marketing engine than spending on ad dollars. Because you bring one person in, they take the program, they get results, you deliver results, And they go back and tell all their friends and invite their friends to it, which, you know, we know the power of word of mouth. And so one thing we're doing in the product is building a lot of features that try and make that happen more quickly and much better for you. So interactivity, giving you guidance on how to build really great courses, building in community so that you can actually have a place for your students to talk to each other or talk to you while they take the course. So a lot of things like that focused around student success or the learner success, your customer success, and then a lot around delivering success to you as the course creator as to how we can make sure your business is actually successful.
Very cool. And it's funny, I have another sign on my wall. This is a recurring theme about Steve and his signs, but I have another one that says a proven method for increasing your income is care about people.
True. Very true.
And I think that's what you're saying here. You're saying if you care about the success of others through your course, that word of mouth is extremely powerful and will spread the word that you're the real deal and you really are here to help. So we are nearing the end of the show for today, but do you have any closing comments or any takeaways that you would like to leave with our listeners today?
If it's something you're interested in or you've looked at this and you've said, maybe I'll give it a shot, we've got a ton of resources that will help you get started and give you even ideas as to what to do and how you could add it to your business. So whether you're just getting started with your Shopify store or you're a much bigger business, there's a real opportunity to go and add a really high margin additional revenue stream. It's also a marketing channel and it also increases customer loyalty. So the entrepreneurs we're seeing, the feedback we're getting from people who are combining their product business with their course or education business or adding that component to it are seeing, like I said, one example of someone doubled their revenue in the first month. And that wasn't a smaller business too. So I would just highly encourage people to give it a shot and try it, especially now when everyone is really searching for things to go and do and take online and things to learn.
So how can people learn more about the platform, where they can go, websites, Shopify app, all that stuff?
Definitely. So app is in the App Store, Thinkific, Thinkific. And the Growth Fund, if you're interested for that, is thinkific.com/growthfund. And then we'll put together some extra support and bonuses for people at thinkific.com/fastlane, just to help people get started and up and running and everything we can do to help.
Beautiful. So that'll be ecommercefastlane.com/thinkific, and then it will redirect you to this landing page. It'll have all the offers, all the details, all the links, everything you need to take advantage of this. Once again, Greg, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Steve. And thanks for everyone for listening.
This episode was brought to you by ShipBob, one of the fastest growing tech companies in America that's powering the direct-to-consumer revolution. Join over 3,000 e-commerce brands that choose ShipBob as their fulfillment partner and start scaling your business by delivering remarkable customer experiences. You can get more details by heading on over to shipbob.com. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms. All with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.